My taste buds aren't buds anymore.
Rectangular prisms of potato chip.
They clapped our cheeks, but then we clapped theirs back.
Anthony Davis is ugly. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers. I will drink raw oil.
An NFT? Will NFT the screenshot?
Guys, shut up and let's do this.
Recording in progress.
There it is.
There he is.
Got him.
That's the
is
call.
Is the recording ever truly in process if Isaac doesn't tell us?
It's never in process. It's in progress. Trust me, I know.
That's what I said in my brain, but there's a little bit of disconnect between that and my tongue. So sorry about that. Anyways.
But no, it's never in progress.
Let's go ahead and
progress without
jump
Isaac.
In with our elbows first. Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody, to season... Gosh, I don't know what episode it is. Season 3, episode 5?
5?
Yes, 5.
Because I said 5 last time.
Let's go. We've got a handful of these now. That's cool. My name is Dave. If you're joining us on YouTube, you can see a whole lot of fun happening. And if you're not, then sorry. To my... Probably my left, I don't know, whatever, is
and
Matthew.
Matthew, sorry, where are we oriented on your screen?
Okay, so I'm... right corner, Taysom's left top corner. You are right below Taysom. Anders is right below me.
Sick. Wait, so I'm on perfect. I'm on bottom left.
Yes.
So I'm third player.
Wait, Anders is bottom left?
No, Anders is bottom right.
Okay, I'm player number 4. Isaac's player number three.
I'm player 3. We're live streaming.
I
mapped it out on my screen so that we can do comedic things like Taysom.
Wait, how do you map it out on your screen properly?
You can move ourselves.
Taysom was totally introducing us, and I was like, where am I?
Anyways.
So awesome.
This is season 3, episode 5, the cast of Usual Suspects. Anders is back for another episode, by the way.
Woo!
Taysom, Isaac, Anders, the whole squad, whole gang.
So hyped.
Unless you'd like to count Matthew's mom, who is not here, so... You know, that's
she makes the whole podcast work.
She does. I mean, how do you think we've been going for the last like almost 2 years? You know what I mean? So
true.
Anyways, I guess we're probably just gonna go around and, you know, say a little something about ourselves or whatever.
Welcome back to the first day of school, everyone.
how's your week been since last time we did this?
So freaking awesome, dude. It was a busy week, man. It was a busy week full of lots of things.
Busy bees.
Choked up about it. But I had a job interview on Friday.
Oh,
nice.
But they asked me this one question, and I told Isaac about this, but I want to get you guys' input on it. Okay.
What is your name? Oh.
No.
They did ask him that question though.
They did, yeah.
That was always the tough one for me, like tests and stuff. I don't know.
But the one question they asked me. Was like,
you like lean over and copy off someone else's. Yeah, sorry, I'm done.
Copy off someone else's name.
Well, hey, man, we've all been there before.
But like, you know, they go through their usual like job interview questions, you know. But then they got to one question that really threw me off guard, and the question was, if you were to describe yourself as one color, what color would you be? But it can't be your favorite color.
Wait, what job was this?
This is a sports counselor job.
Oh, you gotta say blue.
At the color shop, obviously.
Your favorite color is navy blue, so you say slightly less navy blue.
Yeah, but I just like consider all the blue. So what do you think, Isaac knows this, but what do you guys, Anders and Taysom, what color do you think I pick for myself?
Look at these
red because of your rage and your affiliation.
Valid,
with the
yeah. Ah!
No.
Right? Oh, okay. No. Yellow.
I'd give you green's pretty close to blue, and I still feel like it's pretty friendly. I'd give you.
I think yellow. That's my guess. Is yellow.
I'd say maybe either green or maybe like purple, because like there's the blue, but then there's like Andrew said, the red from the rage. So
yeah, that makes sense.
At that point.
Well, tell you what, when you're under pressure, you don't think of any other colors, man. So the only other color I thought of was white. And
orange.
That's kind of funny. I'm not
and,
gonna lie.
And no,
what
the,
color would you describe yourself as?
I'm white.
Well, there's two people in the room. There's like me, and then there's this other guy, and there's this girl. And the girl actually chuckled when I said that. I'm like, crap, said the wrong one. But I just embarrassed myself. But that was interesting to have it on Friday. So an interesting interview question right there.
That was
I was just going to open this up to the group. Does anybody have like interpretations for maybe themselves or like others? Like what colors you think we are or you are or however you want to take it on?
I still think Matthew's red.
Brown. Say brown. say
brown.
Say brown.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
I stole that joke from Matthew. Matthew, when he was telling me the story the first time.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And I was like, that'd be funny for the podcast. That was funny. Right out of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Funny. Also,
that was a good one. Laugh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to steal my own logic and I'm going to say purple because the whole blue and red thing, the whole blue and red thing.
Yeah, purple.
Isaac, what color would you describe yourself as? But not your favorite color.
But not, yeah, it can't be your favorite.
Do they say it can't be your favorite? Or do they say
it
just
can't be your favorite?
Like, what color would you be? Not your favorite color, but like, maybe you would be.
I'm green. Pretty sure they said not your favorite, but like I was too focused on like my answer to, because like,
just the way that I thought of it the first time that you said the story was like, don't answer your favorite color. Like this question isn't saying what's your favorite color, it's saying what color would you be. Those might be the same thing, but you know,
yeah, don't, and that's answer called coincidence. Your favorite
color. It's, anyway, what color are you?
Yeah,
describe yourself.
He's pretty white too.
And why? Please show your work. Yeah.
Skin color.
Skin color.
Tan.
Peach.
Been out in the sun.
You see, that's the thing, bro. It's really tough to think.
Yeah, think. when you have like, you don't want to sit there in silence for a long time and think about it. So you just have to come up with an answer really fast on the spot. So I said, why, guys?
My interview pro tip as someone who has never conducted an interview. I've been in interviews. Don't be afraid to be in the silence.
Okay.
They think it's good. If you take your time and answer calculated, they're like, wow, look at this guy.
Now do that in a Gary Vee accent.
Gary Vee accent is really annoying.
It is.
I'm on something with those Gary Vee accents, dude. It's messing up every time.
That was yesterday. I did one in front of Isaac.
It's true. He did.
It was.
Oh, yeah. I have heard all three of you guys deliver Gary Vee accents.
We should do our contest.
So Isaac,
we should do it right now.
Your turn, yeah. Then.
Right? I don't have one, bro.
You'll be the judge then.
I didn't have one either before I did it.
I'm not a successful.
I actually didn't either.
Businessman.
No, you got to speak like him.
No swearing, though.
Yeah.
This is a family.
Energy going?
Sure. So what you want to do is in the interviews, you want to buy an NFT and take your time. I had a job when I was 12 years old and I was worth $1 million. You can do the same thing. Buy an NFT.
I like that.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Classic Gary.
That was good.
Thank you.
Taysa,
you go next.
Yeah.
No, we already did that. We're not gonna go around this time.
I'll go.
Okay.
I gotta warm up my voice, my vocals.
Yeah.
So what you want is content? You have content? Post on TikTok, my guy. My brother, every 2 days post on TikTok. You want content?
And buy an NFT.
Buy an NFT.
By six. Yeah.
By six. Yeah.
It's all about the content.
Out to Gary V, man.
Go to garage sales.
Go to garage sales?
Yeah.
That's my Gary V.
I feel like we need to hear Taysen.
We do need to hear Taysen. Come on, man. Come on.
Taysen,
if you go, Isaac,
what happened was I sent a voice message to our group chat and I was like, guys, send me some impressions you want me to do because I feel like my impressions are really hitting today. They weren't. That was a lie.
Can we play it?
And Matt, no. And Matthew said, and Matthew said, Gary V. He also gave me some other ones. I don't remember though. And so I was just kind of like, there's this one video of him like talking to like some 50-year-old guy. And he was like, how old are you? You're so young. You have so much time. You're gonna be great. Don't worry. You have so much potential.
Buy an NFT.
Buy an NFT at a yard sale.
Yeah, a yard sale.
Make sell a TikTok.
I found the voice memo.
Okay.
I'm gonna play it. Okay, so right. Context is Tasty goes, okay, I'm just gonna.
Here's the context.
I'm feeling like my impressions are like really hitting today.
Can you hear it?
So if anybody has an impression that you'd like me to try and do, send it now, please, before I forget about this. Thank you.
Okay, so then Isaac says, what do you say, Isaac?
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Which I've never tried that before. So,
well, love. I don't have anything besides saying love.
And then I said,
where's the rum junk?
Where's the rum gone?
Love's a good thing to talk about.
Anders and I have the suede chairs, so we can kind of.
Where's the rum gone?
Where's the rum gone?
And then I said Donald Trump and Gary Vee. So this is this is Tayson's response.
Oh yeah, I did them in like a joint.
Okay, so remember when I said my accents were hitting? I was actually lying, but I'm still gonna give it a try anyways. So Jack Sparrow, I'm not very good like the English one. Captain Jack Sparrow, you know what I mean? Like I'm not very good at that. But the next one was Donald Trump.
My best one.
So make sure to make the stupid idiot, okay? And then the next one was Gary V.
So how old are you? You're 59. You're so young. I would rather be born with no legs and probably two noses, and I feel like I'd be better off in society. I went to this yard sale. I made $1,500 to stuff they had no idea was worth anything. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, good story,
Elmo, bro.
I will never let anybody tell me.
All right, Isaac.
Anyways,
I went to this yard sale.
Isaac, we got yours now, right?
Give me someone else to do an impression of.
No,
bro.
Gary, no, it's Gary V time.
I'm afraid I'm not.
Who's the side? Who's the best?
We'll post this on TikTok, and then people will vote.
Yeah. So, guys, what you want? You want to go to a yard sale, and the garage sales. Look for the stuff on eBay. Find the stuff in the garage sale, buy it, sell it, become a millionaire. Don't forget about NFTs.
That was
Beast, and I told him about NFT.
Yeah. It's like 4 a.m. Get a text from Gary B during the Zoom call, all about NFTs.
I forgot about the whole "you're so young" thing. I think that
you're
was
so young.
Yeah.
I feel like we all had good stuff to contribute. That
yard sale, NFTs,
yard sale, TikTok content.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is the Ram Talk podcast.
This is how diverse Gary V is. We all took something away.
I mean, that's
what took "you're so young." I took NFTs. Isaac took the yard sales, and Matthew took the TikTok content.
Oh man,
content is right. Speaking of good content, that's what this.
good transition.
So I asked Matthew how his week was. Matthew, if you're not done with that,
I have one more thing. Please. Well, two more things, but I don't want to like keep talking. So Okay, well, I went to Isaac's farm and we saw and he dropped a bearded dragon. It was really funny.
Nice, very cool.
Me and Anders play pickleball till like 11 o'clock.
And Holly and Mike.
Yeah, Holly and Mike.
Mike and Holly, dude.
Flamed you until you went beast mode.
They clapped our cheeks, but then we clapped theirs back. Woo!
Yeah, that they still won. So.
They still won,
Matthew became like, he was overtaken by like God himself in that game. Matthew was unbelievable.
The spirit of pickle
Ray. Absolutely incredible.
There are lots of
best pickleball player ever.
Yeah. Hey man, I might have to retire basketball.
I've always thought about Matthew, to be completely honest. I've seen the potential.
Fifth grade pickleball champion right here.
Really?
In my school.
Okay. So.
In fifth grade, if someone said, "Hey Isaac, do you want to play pickleball?" I would have said, "No, I don't like pickles," and I would not talk to them for the rest of the year. We had very different fifth grade experiences.
Yes, we did. But that was my week. Thanks for asking, guys. Tayson.
You're so welcome, man.
Shout out Anders and Mike and Holly for. But it was fun. It was fun though, because we, me and Anders were like joking and cracking jokes the whole time, you know. And they were super chill about it, and they were laughing along. So
yeah,
it would have been a totally different story if they were like, guys, just shut up and let's play.
But, for man, one, Anders was on Holly's team.
Sure.
I mean, talking about people laughing at your jokes, Isaac's. How's your week been?
People don't laugh at my jokes all week.
We've been laughing at your jokes, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been laughing at your jokes since I was like 10 years old, Isaac. Okay.
Shut up. Wow, I didn't even know you.
Yeah, but you're the cultural impact that you had.
Maybe I was 11. I'm sorry.
No, you weren't, because you're rather young. It was sixth grade.
Yeah, you're rather, dude. Gary Vee is in love with me. I'm so young, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
Huh?
You're rather so young. Much potential.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in sixth grade. I was like four. He was like my prodigy, my son.
He's like, bro, go to a freaking yard sale, invent NFTs and buy them.
Imagine
if you had invented NFTs, Jason. You'd have so much money.
Yeah, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you get on the grind? Reasons. Don't swim away from the grind.
Thank you, Matthew. Isaac, anyways, how was your week?
Let me actually answer the question. Like Matthew said, we went to my cousin's farm. My cousin has a bunch of animals, and he works at a ranch. And I'm going to be kind of like house sitting and animal sitting for my cousin in June. Anyway, there's this bearded dragon, bro. And I was holding it.
Oh, guys, we can make it the podcast mascot. We could just adopt it.
If it's alive.
If it's alive still.
How high did you drop it?
We're in the base. It's like on my forearm, okay? Like, yeah, palm up, it's on my forearm.
Because what's your cousin's name? Or I guess your cousin, Jarrett. Jarrett's like holding this big lizard, like this.
Yeah, he's holding like
big
the size of a small infant lizard, and
like,
I just
he's just burping it like it's his baby, and then he hands the bearded dragon over to Isaac. Isaac puts it on his arm, and I'm like, Isaac, that's probably not gonna.
I thought it was gonna like start clinging on, you know, if it ever started to fall because they climb things, and then it sort of slip off, and so my reaction, like when I drop my phone, is to catch it with my foot, but half the time that results in me kicking it across the room, so instead of like kicking this little lizard like into a wall, I just back both my feet up, okay, and my arms, and this lizard is wider than it is like tall. It's like cut pretty flat.
Yeah.
And
good diameter
too. It hit the ground tummy down, bro, where it's like the concrete basement floor. I cannot even describe to you the noise. Like, it, wow, that lizard now is flatter than it was.
Animal abuse. Stanley. Wow, Isaac.
Man, I know. Bad day to be a lizard on the farm.
Bad day to be that specific bearded dragon. The rest of the trip was awesome, though.
Yeah,
we got a wagon for the treehouse, so we don't have to carry supplies there.
Nice.
True.
Yeah.
Who wants to update us on the treehouse? Andrews.
Yeah, I will. So basically, the treehouse is coming along. You guys got the floor in. You guys but they're like the base. Then you can walk on it now, right? Dude, I follow.
If you're Isaac,
I can walk on the tree before.
If you're careful,
it's like an attic. It's like an attic.
Yeah,
I'd be watching the TikToks. You know, keeping up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Which, just by the way, quick plug, if you haven't been watching the TikToks and you want to see how Treehouse is coming along, go follow Matthew on TikTok at MJ Swisher. Anyways, Isaac, back to you.
So that was pretty dope. And then, did we work on the Treehouse? Was it really last Monday, bro?
No, it was Friday when I slept in and you guys went.
It was Friday.
Oh, yeah, it was Friday.
But it wasn't, was it this last Friday?
It was.
Holy cow. It feels like it's been forever since then.
It does, yeah.
That was the same day we went to the ranch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So much time. Well, then Saturday, I got to hang out with some friends. One from out of town came in to visit, and then hung out with some other friends, went hammocking.
Yeah.
It's nice. Been dope.
Nice. I had the tallest hammock, but I mean, like, my hammock wasn't that tall. Yeah, so there was like four trees, but we all, and the three hammocks, we all shared one tree in the middle. And then, so, like, I set up the first hammock, because, like, me and Scooby were going to share that, but then we, like, set up the next hammock, and then there was one hammock left, and I was like, screw, bro, I'm going to do it way above everyone else's hammock. So I did, and I climbed the trees, and everyone was like, Isaac, please don't die, and I was like, I don't plan on it. Heavenly Father, please don't let me die, as I'm, like, using both of my hands to hook in the hammock, and I'm alive. But just like a couple scratches on my arm.
Prayers get answered, boys.
Sounds a lot like something Isaac would do. Yeah. Just after kind of building a treehouse with him, I've kind of got a sense for it.
I love climbing.
It's like a monkey. And,
yeah, oh, we know.
You do.
Yeah. We got to take a random talk pod trip to the rock climbing gym.
Treehouse.
You said anti-rock climbing.
Yeah, I am. I don't know if I'll join you.
He's no longer indifferent. He is now completely
I've
against.
Pick my side.
Here's the thing though. We made a deal. We go rock climbing, and then everyone plays pickleball.
Oh, is that the deal?
Yeah, so we can have epic pickleball times if we have epic rock.
I'm not playing
times.
Pickleball unless we go rock climbing.
That's what you said about the treehouse. I'm not building the treehouse if you guys don't go. Rock
yeah,
climbing.
But you've started climbing in the treehouse.
Once I
gotta get your feet wet.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Anders, how was your week?
Anyway, let's talk about something else. Speaking of segues,
oh yeah, my week was so good. I went to Institute. That was
Shout
awesome.
Out.
Institute's so cool. I.
Everybody
hooked up all the Minecraft farms in our world to a water stream system that has an auto sorter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I am here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Woo!
I presented a UI design for an app that I made to our
Whoa,
CEO.
Look at you, big boy.
The CEO.
And, yeah. And
Gary
V. Yeah. Gary V was like, this is the best UI design I've ever seen.
It's
the best
NFT.
Wait, what's a UI design?
User interface. So it's just like what it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that you see as the user.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
I'm a coder.
Super awesome.
Oh yeah. You guys went up to Salt Lake yesterday. Sorry, I feel bad about that and how you guys had to turn around.
Don't feel bad.
I feel bad.
All of Utah County showed up. Man.
Dude.
Everywhere. More than that.
Oh, more than that.
Thousands
dude.
Of people there.
Yeah.
There were way too many people that came.
Anyways, Jason, how's your week?
Wow.
Thank you so much for asking. I really didn't think you were going to.
No, dude, don't worry. I was thinking about this whole time. Let's get
Oh, we don't care. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't have to think about it anyways. Just kidding. Completely different conversation. My week has been super splendid. You know, obviously, like Andrew said, I'm here, which obviously always a highlight. Did a little treehouse stuff with Isaac, which is always a fun time. I didn't have any job interviews, but the job search continues on even more, so maybe I'll have an interview story for you. Thank you for preparing me, by the way. I'm not going to be actively thinking about what color I am and how I can describe that. Yes, Anders. Do
Wait,
you have a question?
After you're
Anders?
Done. After you're done. After you're
okay,
done.
Okay. Yeah.
You just moved around the whole screen.
Yeah, that was a fun okay. Please save all questions, comments, and concerns for after the story. You know, just spent some good quality time with the fam bam like I do. Yeah, that's kind of about it.
When did we Oh, it's the last Friday we recorded the podcast, and then we went. It was Mother's Day weekend, right? And then we worked on the treehouse with like Chloe and Scooby, right? And then we went play game night. Was that? Did we mention that before? Anyways, just shout out to that night.
I think so.
That was a good night.
That was really fun. Shout out to everybody that was there.
That was
a really good time.
I did like that.
Great time.
Andrew's
Matthew, wait, you won a murder?
Yeah, trivia? I won the first game, but didn't know how to play the others. So I'm like, guys, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you all got me.
Yeah. Fun times. Anyways, you know, week was good. Week was how it is. And that's kind of all I have to say. So I will now be taking the time to open this up to any questions or comments or concerns.
I have a concern. Please. Not really. Isaac, I'll let you talk later.
Well, I mean, his hand is raised.
So. Yeah. I forgot a major detail. Today, I started my mission papers.
Oh!
Let's go!
Oh, yeah. Super awesome. Woohoo.
Once you get called, we're going to do a trivia on the podcast where your location is.
Am I going to be asking or answering?
Answering.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
Him and I will do it at the same time because
that's how we prep you.
Of course, he'll be called to the promised
land. What's the most boring state in America?
Omaha, Nebraska.
That's a good question.
It's Nebraska.
Depends which state you ask. Do the people in Nebraska know? Yes. Like, are they self-aware?
They might say Kansas. But Kansas has the Chiefs.
Kansas is kind of lit.
Are you interested in football? Nebraska, Omaha.
I thought the Chiefs played in Missouri. I thought it was Kansas City, Missouri.
It technically is, but it's like literally 5 minutes away from Kansas.
Okay.
It's also called Kansas City, so.
Yeah. aren't Kansas City like in both Kansas and Missouri?
Shout out to cities with the same name in different places.
Wendover, Kansas City, same thing. Right? They're like the same city.
That's what they
Wendover
say.
In Utah?
Yeah, because it's in Nevada and Utah and then Kansas
City.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, they're like the same level of cool.
Same level of cool.
I love Wendover. It's like so much fun to be there.
Road trip?
Yeah, I was there a few weeks ago. It was awesome.
Nice.
I gambled all my money away.
Oh, not nice.
That's a lie.
Didn't you win like 16?
Legally, cannot enter the floor.
No, I gambled on Thursday and I won $8. I put in 10 and came home with 18.
Dude, let's go. Gary V, baby.
Yeah, dude, Gary V would be proud of me. I'm going to buy an NFT.
Go to casinos and gamble money and then post on TikTok.
The content. Yeah.
Anyways, congrats on the Mish Papes, man.
Thank you. Sorry if I took away the spotlight from.
No, it's
spotlight is always shining on you.
My story was dead and gone. So yeah, no, I appreciate that. Isaac, did you have a? You raise your hand.
I was just raising my hand to move around the screen.
You're gonna make editing really hard, buddy.
Raise your hand again.
I'll help you edit.
What happens if we double raise hands?
Shout
to Zoom.
Either I take precedence because I raised my hand most recently, or you take precedence because your hand was up first.
Only science can answer this, and the scientific method.
I'm guessing you get precedence.
I'm guessing I get
precedence.
W.
I'll leave. Oh, look at me.
Major W.
Please put your hands down. Let's get back to our regular seating charts.
Put your hands up. Okay. Anyways.
Sorry, Mr. Gibson.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not watching this on YouTube and you are just listening to this through your ears, you could be listening to this through your ear holes and your eye holes. Please visit youtube.com/randomtalk. I actually don't know what the link is.
Guys, we only need like 88 more subscribers to get a custom URL. And then we can plug more efficiently.
Let's go. All right. Was you say 88?
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. We only need 38 more. I will make 50 accounts tonight.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll use all my fake PewDiePie accounts to sub to
Genius.
Nice.
No, but dear listeners, please, you can become dear viewers. Check it out. I make funny faces, as I've been told,
It's not for us. It's not for our selfish gain. It's really for you to elevate your experience. That's all.
It really is.
Yeah, they can't even monetize their videos, so you know it's just for Not even
exactly.
See, there we go. Absolutely nothing out of this.
Gary Vee would not be proud.
No, Gary Vee's proud because you're getting the
content.
I did have a better segue.
Hits me every time.
Completely passed. So I'm just gonna.
I'm so sorry. I do.
How do you guys feel about potato chips?
Love them or hate them, they're great.
Yum yum.
So former yay of the day on the show.
If I theoretically asked my co-host to pull up like a tier list ranking mechanism for a bunch of different potato chips, do you guys feel like that's something you could handle?
Is it like a hypothetical scenario?
No, this is real life, man.
Real life, like right now.
Hypothetically, there are repercussions
for your choices. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I say, why don't we just like do it and find out, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Only one way to tell how we would feel.
After this short break, because I'm cutting out and
can we do the thing?
Yeah, we'll do the thing. And then I'll end it, then I'll invite you guys back in. Oh, what?
Whoa.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
We're teleported into the tier making room.
Are we?
I think so, right?
Oh,
that's where we are.
I gotta pull it up.
Actually, yeah, while you do that, I just want to give a really quick shout out to a good friend of mine, Clark Jones, is the producer of the Let's Put It This Way podcast. And it's really good. I listened to the first episode while I went to the gym. And yeah, they're doing great stuff over there. So go check it out if you haven't. Let's Put It This Way. I don't know if they're all platforms, but I know it's on YouTube. So go check it out on YouTube. And obviously, you know, wherever. Anyways, yeah, I just, you know, I know Clark's been a supporter, so I wanted to kind of show the love there. So yeah,
shout out Clark.
Doing good stuff, my boy.
Okay, here we go.
McDonald's, bro, the best place in the world to work. Yes
it
is. You're making time.
All right, here we go, everyone.
Okay,
shout out to tiermaker.com. Today we are going to be tearing up our chips flavors and brands here.
Let's do it.
So this is how it's going to work. It'll probably be best to watch this episode on YouTube, but we're going to try our best to commentate for the audio only listeners. So,
which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you can't see our tiers or our list, be sure to go check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/ we don't have a custom URL yet.
No, we do not. .com.
Yeah, there's two in there. Anyways,
we'll also put the link of this in the bio so you guys can go fill out your own.
Please do post them, send them, share them. At Random Talk Podcast.
Yes, sir. Here's how it's gonna work. We're all have to vote. So like, even though we might have different opinions, we have to figure out the average and vote for each chip. Does that make sense?
So are we just going to do like a point system? Like the bottom is like 1 point and then like 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we could do that if we want.
Okay.
Okay.
What happens if it's a 0.5? Round up? Because that's how math.
Yeah.
Just round sure. up. Yeah. Sure. All right. I think we have 36 chips.
Oh, wow.
Some are like the same brand, but just different flavors. So, you know, there might be what seem to be repeats, but like they're different flavors. Okay. I just looked up the most universal chips.
And Lime Tostitos chips.
And we got Anders' favorite chips in here somewhere.
Yep. Best chips. S tier.
Okay. Are you guys ready? So here's our ranking systems. We got the top one, I guess, worth 5 points.
S tier.
The best. Yes. Or the best. Formerly known as the S tier. Then we got solid, you know, pretty solid. Then we got mid.
This is where Isaac belongs.
Respectfully. Then we have kind of bad. And that's then the worst. Oh, Anders.
Yeah. Pretty good. It goes Matthew at the best, then Taysen at solid, me at mid.
Gosh. Hey, I'm super solid. I'll have you know. I invented a new state of matter. Super solid.
That's right. All right.
I took a solid thing.
I invented gravity.
Solider.
I don't believe you, Isaac.
You
anyways.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So, we got our first chip here. The Lay's baked brand, but barbecue flavored. What are we thinking?
I'm gonna come right out the gate. I'm gonna put this in solid tier for me.
Solid? Mid. Okay. Yeah. Isaac, do you have a vote?
Low solid or high mid?
Low solid, high mid.
Yeah.
I'm thinking mid. Anders, you said mid?
Mid. Okay. That's a whole mid.
So I think that averages out to be mid.
I don't know. Sure. Okay. Maybe I'm going to regret it later.
Out voting system here. Right? Did I do that right?
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Okay. So we got Lay's baked barbecue chips. Our first one up right there in the middle. All right. Number two, right in the mid. Cheetos, but flaming hot. Flaming hot Cheetos.
Mid. This is an exciting list.
Yeah. I'm gonna say mid personally, but
guys, I'm saying the best. These are awesome.
I kind of think that
Matthew, I would like to request mid, control. I'm
sorry. Oh my gosh, you guys all think this is mid?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, so but if we all think it's mid, you think it's the best? Shouldn't it be in solid?
Well, I think the average is out to be mid.
It probably does.
It's a high mid.
Yeah,
high mid. One of us.
Wait, it's high mid.
Put it in front of the barbecue. Chips,
so yeah.
Okay, there'll be individual rankings in between.
Okay, so far,
the mid is taking a trill. Okay, next up, Doritos,
kind of bad.
Nacho cheese,
kind of bad. You said
the best, kinda bad.
Like the nacho cheese ones are kind of bad.
No, they're kind of the best.
Really?
No,
wow,
they're very tasty.
I was unironically gonna say mid.
I think it's mid, honestly.
So
like
have,
true.
So we have two mids, the best and a kind of bad.
That's a mid, then.
Yeah,
all of it's mid. Mid.
Okay,
dude,
so
dude, all chips are so mid, bro.
Statistically,
we'll find out.
The chips are average.
Statistically, yeah. Doritos are better than Cheetos, in my opinion. You guys made this.
No.
Well, this is not your podcast, okay?
Matthew has screen control.
I'd rather have a Dorito than a Cheeto.
Yeah.
I take a triangle over a little steak any day, bro.
Yeah, but it's just nacho cheese flavor. There's better Dorito flavors out there.
Yeah, bro.
They're still like, very tasty.
What if I put it right in the middle?
Cool ranch ones.
Perhaps.
Talk to me then.
Okay, so far we've discussed Flamin' Hot Cheetos, nacho cheese Doritos, and Lay's baked barbecue chips, and they're all in the mid category. So
mid,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That tells you how.
Did we vote on that one? Good. Are we going mid? Or are we going?
It's mid.
Mid.
Yeah,
of the
no,
mids?
It's mid. It's right down the middle. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's the best, but the vote the yeah. jury can.
I feel like it's. I used to love Doritos nacho cheese. It used to be my favorite, but now my taste buds grown up and
now my taste buds know what's up.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
My taste buds aren't buds anymore, so you know.
Oh, that's sad. Number four, we got Fritos chili cheese flavored.
Thank you for your fake compassion, Matthew. Chili cheese Fritos. That's a great question.
Solid.
The worst.
Yeah.
Really?
I was going to say kind of bad, actually.
Are these the spirally worst. Ones?
No.
No.
I think we have these on.
We do.
The spirally ones are coming
they're
up
just like
soon.
Might be. I don't have any experience in this field. Wait. Yes, I do.
Clip toenail.
That's solid. What?
The worst.
I say the worst, too.
I was going to say kind of bad. So
I say
and Isaac goes solid. Let's put it kind of bad. You know? Okay. Averages that out. Say, we got our first non-mid.
Wow.
The first chip that
shout
isn't
to
mid
Fritos.
Is kind of that.
We're
actually.
So good.
Chili cheese just isn't that good in general.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Popcorners. I believe this is kettle corn.
Oh, S. The best. The best.
Really?
Really?
If it's kettle corn, it's the best.
I don't like kettle corn.
Me neither.
No, but have you had the popcorner kettle corn?
No, chips? Actually, my family we got the popcorners like variety pack. Just yeah, it becomes like
oh, we've
small
got
bags.
The varieties in these.
I've only
coming
had
soon.
The like what was it like parmesan like the white cheddar
white
I
cheddar
on the
list. The
white
kettle
cheddar.
Corn makes the white cheddar taste like
mid.
School mashed potatoes, like bad, like just not good. But then, because it's if what was the what's the worst school item, school food item? Because that's
like the school lunches.
Yeah,
out of corn popcorn.
Probably corn. Corn dog.
Okay. The mozzarella is the corn dog, and the kettle corn is the what's it called, the cakes thing, the funnel cakes.
Oh, the funnel cakes were pretty fire. All right, I'll throw Sanders on this, even though I don't
know. No, guys, I thought the corn dogs were pretty good. I love the corn
dogs. Y'all ever have the ravioli?
That's the eggs. The eggs. They were like the eggs.
The eggs
were nasty.
I think this is solid. I don't think it's the best.
The I would corn. Think it's solid as well, yeah.
All right.
Just Anders, we'll put a solid. We'll put a solid. Okay.
All right. First first good positive.
Tip. Yeah. Yeah, let's first go.
First solid. Shout out Pop Corners Kettle Corn. Okay. This is requested by Anders. We got our Tostitos.
Hint of lime.
Hint of lime. It's small. The I can't
best say. Best chip ever made.
Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. The best.
Yes. The best.
Yeah.
That's
the best.
Two.
Bro, I'm going solid too. I'm going solid.
I'm also going solid.
Oh, round up. Round up. It's the best. It's the best.
It's the best, man.
I think Anders, Anders just desire for these chips automatically rounds it up.
I think the best way to settle an argument that doesn't matter is just whoever's most passionate about it. And Anders by far has the most passion for these hint of lime chips.
Okay, these Doritos are going to the worst. I'm just kidding.
the hint of lime is the only reason I'm here, guys. I'm going to be honest. I had
my gosh.
This podcast is only happening because Anders wanted those on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were not going to have an episode this week.
We were going to skip episode 5.
Anders came a call and he was like, guys,
I have an idea. Guys, listen, I have to get this into the S tier. Otherwise...
Yeah, it's important. It's probably in his contract with Tostitos or something. Anyways, Matthew, yeah, what's our next?
We got Funyuns.
Solid.
Funyuns. Solid.
Solid. That's a fact.
I didn't have Funyuns till I was like 13 years old.
Same.
I was like, I wasn't, we didn't get them a lot, like at all.
My parents, they were just like, no, why would you want that? We're not buying those. And then I had them at school one day. And I was like, these are the best chip in the world. They're not they're not the best chip in the world to date, but they were for 13-year-old me.
Yeah.
And shout out to 13-year-old Isaac. I was actually going to say mid, teetering on to kind of bad. So
I agree.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'll say kind of bad.
So how is this going to average out?
Are you just trying to average this to a
are we going really nice? Mid? Are we going?
Yeah, no. I just want all 36 of these to be. In the mid. that's my goal.
We're gonna get so many three rows of mid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are we putting this?
Mid.
Yeah,
listen,
I'd say.
Should we go before Doritos?
Personally, I think after Doritos, but I think that the consensus kind of conveys before Doritos.
We're putting in.
I know Doritos. I like Funyuns, but I also know that most people don't.
Because if 50% of us love them and 50% of us hate them, then like just
they're mid.
The it's middle mid, is mid. Again. Yes. Yeah.
Mid.
They're the most mid chip ever.
True mid.
Wow. But yeah, I think they're a little bit better than mid.
I am sorry.
Isaac's like, Matthew's like, they're okay mid.
Okay, yeah. Mid.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're great mid.
High mid.
Okay, sure.
Okay, these ones.
Know, we have taken the fun out of onions. So sorry, everybody.
Those taro chips? Wait.
These are just Hawaiian. The Hawaiian branded chips. I've had them once, and I thought they were really good, but I haven't had them in a long time.
They're like different colors.
I don't know. They're just normal. There's like the spicy ones. I think these ones are like the really spicy ones.
Okay.
Yeah. We can skip this one if you guys don't know what they are, because I really don't know what they are.
Solid. I think I've had them once.
I sound confident. I will.
Solid.
To those who.
Yeah. Solid.
Okay, we'll put solid. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
We got another barbecue.
Lay's barbecue,
not Lay's baked. Barbecue. Your classic summertime chip. It's at every party, I feel like, and it always gets out first. So I'm saying the best.
I'm saying kind of bad.
Dude.
Yeah.
If the baked ones are mid.
No, there's no bias here. How much? It's just what you think they are.
Yeah, well, but like to use a reference point, you know, like I like the baked ones more than I like.
These are subject to change. We can move the baked down if we need to.
Move the baked up, if anything, bro.
No, they're bad.
Listen, baked is above non-baked. That's all I know.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Dang. I disagree strongly. But
I feel like the baked barbecue,
the parking lot right now.
I feel like the baked barbecue, like the barbecue part of the bake is very mid, but I feel like the Lay's just straight up barbecue is very like good, like the best. Okay, so we got mid. What did you say, Isaac?
I'll say mid.
Yeah, mid. Tayson, come on, man. Raise the bar.
I have to be honest. I wanted to say mid, but I'm kind of thinking solid. I don't know. I think maybe I just have like one really like passionate memory about these chips that I just can't let go of. And they're probably not as good as I'm thinking they are, but I'm gonna stick up for my solid.
Let's
here.
Go. Let's right. go.
Okay. Can I change my bet to the worst to make it be mid? I just want to get everything in mid.
No, Anders, that's so
I'm just kidding.
He's playing the game.
I'm just kidding. Most of it.
He's game to run a cake.
Yeah.
What is next?
Okay. Next, we got Fritos. This is the one you were talking about, Isaac. We got the honey. Yeah. Is it honey? Honey barbecue or?
I don't know, bro.
It just says flavor twist. So the Fritos that are spirally.
Yeah. Solid.
The worst.
What?
They do not taste tasty.
He just wants them in mid.
No, I don't.
Anders, we can kick you off the show. We get it, you know.
Hey, whoa. Okay, well, lime chips are S tier, so.
Yeah, now you can
work here is done.
You're, yeah. I say they're solid.
I actually think they're the worst.
They're flavored like what?
The twists. When you put them in your mouth, you're like, whoa.
It tastes like a twist?
No, I think it's like honey barbecue.
Well, you don't seem very confident in that. I'm going to say kind of bad, maybe mid if I'm generous.
We'll put at the end of mid, I guess. Because Anders is pulling. Anders is
going. Okay, I'm not doing that to pull the vote down. I genuinely think those chips are nasty.
I think they're better than you think.
No, I have. Like I think they're not good.
They're good unless you eat them for a really long time. Then, like, the flavor is a little...
It's a weird aftertaste.
The twist starts to lose it.
The twist starts to untwist.
Yeah.
The twist. Yeah. Okay. We'll do a quick recap here. We got Tostitos Lime at the best, our only best so far. We got 3 in the solid, 5 in the mid, and 1 chili cheese Fritos, and they kind of bad. Which should be the worst, but here we go.
Chili cheese Fritos.
Shout out to Fritos for pulling up the back end.
Doritos Flamas.
The best.
The spicy Doritos, basically.
So, but these are just Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but just in a different shape.
Oh, good heavens. No, my guy. They're in a purple packaging.
I think they're way hotter than Hot Cheetos.
So if I'm being completely honest, like Hot Cheetos, all they ever did for me was really just hurt my mouth. But these chips, not only did they hurt my mouth, but like this is like the first kind of flavor of spice I've experienced, other than just like the feeling of spice, you know.
I see that.
And while I can't eat these chips for very long because I cannot deal with spice. It's really sad, actually. Just the flavor is really good, and I just want to eat them, even though it hurts.
So what's your
wow? Before. But that's my humble opinion.
I'm going to go off Isaac's testimony of the Doritos, and I'm going to say solid. I have never had them, though.
I'm going to say solid, too.
It kind of convinced me. I was skeptical at first. But
ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Look at you, man.
If a man who can't do spice loves these chips, then, like, I have
to say. That's what I'm saying. Say.
Wow. Thanks, Isaac.
We're putting in solid.
Thank you.
Oh, that's really moving. I have a testimony in the chips now.
This is a good friendship test right now. How well we trust each other. All right. I don't know if you guys have had these next chips. but this hot is fries. An icon. This is an icon.
The best S tier freaking make a new tier. elite of the best of
wait,
the
I can't.
Let me the world. These are hot fries. The and best I don't fries I can't tell
you'll ever have in your entire life.
I can't tell what brand it is.
Ever come close.
I need to Google this real quick.
But they used to have these in the vending machine sophomore year of high school. Then they took them out forever. But me and Tayson, we would go here every single day, what? Like first semester of sophomore year, and get these chips. Get these hot fries. Enjoy ourselves. So they were so good. My vote's the best.
Are they literally just like rectangular prisms of potato chip?
I vote yeah, mid.
Pretty much.
Are they hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not like the hottest, but
yeah,
they're hot,
no, like
the hot fries.
You can like eat a bag of them and be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Mid.
Screw you.
Wow.
Bro, he's going to delete your box from the layout.
Random talk no. podcast gone wrong.
You're just going to hear my voice in the background, or you're just going to hear that everybody talking to a ghost.
That yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna edit you out completely.
Oh my goodness.
So well, you guys never had these, Isaac?
Anders? If I did, like I don't remember it.
Mid. Well, we're putting you in the best because we're passionate about it. All right, bro, coming up next.
I'll say solid.
See, but go to YouTube, and when you click on this video, the layout is gonna be the four of us, and at the top it's gonna say random talk with Matthew and Tayson, which means that since we think they're the best, they're the best.
Yeah,
sorry about
our show.
Wait.
I try not to play that card too much, but these fries are an exception. So anyways.
Yeah. Tasting the stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give a test and change your mind?
Just because nobody really likes the podcast host, it's like,
a filibuster.
It's my show, do what I want, you know what I mean? So I try not to, but you know.
I'm the ghost, okay,
yes,
guys?
Anders, you can totally testify if you...
Oh, my testimony is that I've never had them, but they're mid.
Oh,
okay. Hope you're convinced.
No, they're staying up at the top,
no,
and I don't
good.
Care.
Solid.
They're not moving.
I hope they're truly the best, so I can try them one day and experience the joy.
We've been trying to track them down.
Let's,
don't worry.
Yeah, we haven't been
really?
Able to find them.
It's going to be a beautiful moment.
I think they
I
just
looked
continued.
It up on the internet, and I think the first thing was... You can get them at Target. No, wait. These are like the Cheetos.
It
ones,
looks like
though.
Andy Caps. Andy
Hemp.
Guys, I found them. They're on Amazon.
Something.
They're on Amazon?
Yeah.
Of course, you might have to get
some.
Yeah, bro, buy a pack.
They'll order on Saturday. They'll come by Saturday.
Saturday, bro.
It is an eight pack.
For how much?
We should get two.
$18.
Wow,
a worthy investment.
That's probably how much we spent buying every day.
True.
To get some.
Yeah.
Vending machine.
Yeah, I mean, I'll
I mean, that was what literally like a dollar a day in the vending machine. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, school vending machines eat up your money like crazy, man.
True.
Well, yeah,
anyways,
put it in the slot and then it just kind of. Yep.
Yummy. Okay, our next one might just be the best plain potato chip ever. This is Kettle Brand. It says unsalted. I don't know. I mean, it's unsalted, but there's other flavors as well. But this is just the original. I'm pretty sure, unless there's not an unsalted. But
wait.
Kettle Brand potato chips.
Matthew, I have to interject. Do we not have the Kettle Brand salt and vinegar chips?
No, we have Lay's salt and vinegar.
Is there any way we can make that a thing? Because I forgot they existed. And I'm sorry to change the topic, but my oh my.
I mean, I think I can edit this somehow.
My oh my, are the Kettle salt and vinegar chips
I mean,
on another level?
We can, this might be a bit out of the box, but we can just like say in our heads.
Yeah,
like,
or out loud.
Yeah, where would that go,
no,
Anders?
Let's, yeah,
oh,
that's my
the Kettle, the salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah.
S tier.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good.
Like you said,
salt and vinegar.
Those are the best. Those are the best raw potato chips. They're also the best salt and vinegar potato chips.
Yeah, dude, Anders, you brought those at Vista like every lunch period. Remember that? And I was still a handful.
Yep.
Bro, remember when Caleb would always bring salt and vinegar chips?
I do.
I would always give him my dessert, and he would give me his chips.
every
day. Love to see the trades going on at school.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, just the Kettle normal potato chips. I'm saying the best.
I assume these are like the Kettle cooked potato chips. That's why they're called Kettle.
Yes.
I have no experience with this specific brand.
They are very greasy. That's like the only downside. Very greasy.
That's a whole upside.
That's you like the grease?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Grease is flavor.
S-tier.
I will drink raw oil from the earth.
Yep.
Jason, do you have a vote? Sorry,
Wow.
Prematurely put it in the best.
I believe I have limited experience with these Kettle chips. And from what little memory I have, I do believe they're pretty good. So if you guys want to commit, go to the best. Let's make it happen.
We made it happen, baby.
Guys, look at this. Nothing's the worst. We are such great people.
Oh, just
don't worry. It's coming.
It's coming.
All right. Down the list here.
We got Lay's, Lay's, but Kettle cooked, but on the brand of Lay's.
Did we determine Kettle cooked, Kettle salt and vinegar?
Oh, the best. Like, as well.
S tier as well.
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. Amen. This is, I believe, jalapeno flavor.
The worst.
Kettle corn. Or not kettle corn. Kettle baked Lay's.
Never had jalapeno chips.
Well, they're kind of bad, in my opinion.
Cool.
Is that like the tier is kind of bad or like? They are or you just say that
the chips are kind of bad in the tier, like
I'll concur.
You concur? Okay.
That's a lot.
Kind of bad.
By unanimous decision. Not that good.
Yeah, we're not that good. All right. We got another Doritos flavor.
The best.
S tier.
Indeed.
Jason.
These in my opinion, these are the best Doritos I've ever had.
Yes. So. No.
I agree, for baby. Sure. I agree.
Wait. 100%. Can I call for something? Can we put them in second place?
Second place?
No. At least third. They're better than
the vote for first.
We'll actually put these in first place.
Hey.
I vote for the Doritos to be in first place.
We'll move them up.
That's third.
It's a three-way tie.
I can count to three.
Three-way tie for first place. Kettle is like S tier, but like mid S tier. And the other three are like S tier.
High S tier, bro. Yeah.
High S tier.
Oh, let's go.
Anders has much experience with hot fries.
The most generic branding.
Listen, probably. I have to pitch it in a way that makes Matthew and Kason happy.
I know.
I have to have my sacrifice. I have to pick make my battles. Happy, and the hot fries is not one of them.
Don't make me remind you what the YouTube says, man.
I'm a ghost, bro. Please.
Yeah. Go on Spotify. What does it say? Matthew, I dare you. So technically, Matthew gets final say.
You're not invited in the treehouse.
So. Do I get final say?
Well, because your name goes first, so...
Oh,
shoot, bro. I got to, as soon as I get any chance at Matthew's computer, I'm logging in.
Okay, right, next one.
Podcast next with one. Isaac.
Lay's sour cream and onion.
I've never cared for sour cream and onion chips.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty unspecial. I'll put them in mid.
The rest of my family, I think, kind of bad.
Them. Really?
But I guess you guys all want mid.
So I'm surprised we don't have any lovers of the sour cream and onion.
This is very
not a favorite.
I feel like they're pretty popular.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely the thing that's like at least one in four people is going to be like, no, I love those. But apparently we got
statistically, we're an anomaly.
We have a dud group of four people. So
No, we're just superior.
We have the best sample.
What is the next one? I'm trying to see what that is.
Okay, so the next one. Oh my god. Pringles pizza.
The worst.
Pizza Pringles.
The worst.
Solid.
The worst. They're disgusting.
Pizza Pringles.
Are they?
They're really bad.
No,
yeah.
I have no experience.
I'll go with you guys.
I have no experience.
Guys,
they're disgusting.
I have no personal experience. I just like pizza and Pringles.
They
really
combine.
The worst.
You think two good things coming together, but
yeah,
you know
steak.
Okay, can I explain to you what this is? You know,
two nice parents don't always make a nice baby. That's all I gotta say.
You know, in Phineas and Ferb, when Dr. Doofenshmirtz was like, I love cockroaches and I love ice cream, so I combined them? That's what this is.
And
this
then
is cockroach ice cream.
Norman got combined, and then they also got combined with the refrigerator. It was a great episode.
So are we going in the worst or the...
The worst.
The worst? Okay, that's our first worst, guys.
First worst.
First worst.
Shout out to Dr. D.
Yeah. Ah.
Yep. That's where I call him too. Anyways.
You got sun up. Chips, but the flavor of French onion.
Solid. I've never had the French onion flavor of sun chips.
They're mid.
I will say I've never had this flavor, but I do really like sun chips. So I'm okay if we go solid here.
I think sun chips are just mid in general. Like they're good. I think so but too. They're not like they don't stand out.
Can we put them at the bottom of solid? Like the very bottom.
Bottom of solid or
bottom
the top
bottom
of
solid.
Either bottom solid or at the top of mid.
Also, I think we should move sour cream and onion. I think we should move sour cream and onion above the twists, personally.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Really? They're just a little less mid, you know?
Yeah, they're a little bit better. I think that is perfect.
While we're here, I feel like we're about halfway through. Is there any other kind of like placement?
I think we should put the Doritos above as second
place. Yeah, this is halftime. Halftime.
The Doritos Flamas as second place in solid. Isaac's testimony really moved me, and I just feel like they're better than Lay's Barbecue and the other ones.
Thank you.
I would like to co-sign that 100%.
Also, I just counted. I think we're exactly halfway through.
Nice. What fantastic people we are.
Let's go.
We also have 6 minutes left in the thing. Zoom. So is this a good stopping point?
So we're also halfway through that too, huh?
We should just zoom.
Sorry, I was just looking at the ones that are left, and I noticed there's some Doritos in a purple packaging.
Doritos on a purple. Oh, are you saying those are better than the Cool Ranch?
Those may be the ones. I think the ones that we haven't talked about, the Doritos in the purple packaging that we haven't talked about. I think those ones are the ones that I was giving my whole testimony about, and the ones that are up here, I have no experience with at all.
My,
because I didn't realize there was more than one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've had the regular purple, but I haven't had the Flamas.
I'm thinking, yeah, because the regular purple is still spicy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy no, something.
You can see the chips are on fire.
but they don't look as
it's
on fire.
It's literally burning.
They're probably
but look at the other purple ones, okay, bro? They're like gonna burn the package.
All right, well, because I don't have a Zoom premium, we are going to have to come back.
Hey, man, a little bit. Listen, Random Talk Season 4, we're going to get Zoom premium. We're going to eat all these chips, and we're going to do this transition.
All right, coming up next, part two. I mean, this is the second half of the show. You guys got it. You guys know
that. Third. Bye.
Woo! All right. We're back. We're gonna try to we're trying to speed things up here.
Now we're in the speedy tier list.
Yeah, we're gonna try to go a little faster this time.
Part two, electric boogaloo.
That's right. We got Cheetos. OG. Solid. OG flavor Cheetos.
Solid.
Solid.
Solid. Solid.
I say high mid.
The unanimity.
Solid. Okay, well, three of us said solid, so
also it's above the Hawaiian chips. I'm sorry. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No, that's
if you
good.
Guys, yeah, I just put in a spot available right here, and then you guys can move it if
you
want.
Actually, so since we're breaking in the second half here, can we give like a quick rundown of where stuff's at?
Yes. Me or?
Yeah. Okay. So our top tier, the best, we have Tostitos, Hint of Lime chips. We have Andy Caps, Hot Fries. We have Cool Ranch Doritos, and we have Unsalted Kettle Chips.
And the salt and vinegar.
And the salt and vinegar that will be edited in later.
And yes, that it's with us in our hearts. Next one down, second tier, we have, I don't remember what that one is, but it's like the
Popcorners Kettle Corn.
Yeah, Popcorners Kettle Corn. We have the Doritos Flamas. We have Lay's barbecue chips, just the OGs, not the baked ones. We have Cheetos, not the Flamin' Hot ones. And we have some Hawaiian chips that Matthew likes.
They're solid.
In the midsection, we have half the list. Just kidding. We have French onion sun chips. We have Flamin' Hot Cheetos. We have Funyuns. We have nacho cheese Doritos. We have the Lay's baked barbecue chips. We have the Lay's sour cream and onion. And Fritos flavored twists.
Good.
That's great. Next one down, we have, it's called Kind of Bad, because they're kind of bad. The chili cheese Fritos and the Lay's kettle cooked jalapeno variety. And last but not least, I mean, yes, least, the worst is pizza Pringles. So,
so far.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And the next one is
Lay's original.
Ooh, solid.
Chips.
I feel like they have potato chips. Really good. They're really good, like original potato chips. You know?
They really are. Are we going solid?
Yeah.
High solid?
Pretty high solid.
High solid.
Have you had them? Have you ever eaten them with chocolate chips on them? You put a chocolate chip on your chip?
No.
And it tastes delicious.
A chip on your chip?
Yeah. Bro, it's delicious.
Double chip and dip.
I'm into the sound of that.
It's pretty tasty. My mom does it.
Are we putting them right here or right here?
Are we doing chocolate chips on it or no?
No.
I think the versatility.
Then it's below.
Whoa. Just the fact
that it's the one.
No. If there's no chocolate chips, it's below the kettle corn.
It still has potential.
Yeah, but we're not utilizing it right now. If we are, if the potential's on the table.
I'll put it right
well,
there.
You know what? BYU isn't currently utilizing Matthew's potential, but they will.
Truth, which is why BYU is not currently S-tier.
But Matthew is.
Yeah.
Kind of mad if you ask me. Anyways, what's next up on the
list? We have Popcorners White Cheddar. And I know you guys might not be a fan of this, but I think this is the best.
Mid. I had them. They weren't the best white cheddar thing I've ever had.
Well, what is the best white cheddar you've ever had? And don't say me.
Matthew.
Yes.
Good answer.
Plus second.
Okay.
It was actually some popcorn from the school vending machines in middle school.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to say mid as well. I don't remember that. Sorry.
I want to go high mid or mid.
No, I think high mid. I think above Flamin' Hot Cheetos for sure.
Yeah.
I say above Sun Chips too. French onion Sun Chips though?
They're so tasty.
You're a Sun Chips hater, bro. Yeah. What do you have against the sun?
Yeah.
It gives you life, and this is how you repay it?
Child Jesus. Anyways, here we go. We got Pringles barbecue flavored.
Kind of bad.
Another barbecue coming up on the list.
Kind of bad, honestly.
No, solid.
The worst of the barbecues.
I say
really?
Mid. I say mid.
What?
I think they are the worst barbecues.
Personally, I'd put them in kind of bad. I don't think they're very special at all. Sorry.
Yeah.
You want to go end mid?
There's better.
Put them high kind of bad?
High kind of bad?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. I would like to echo the sentiment that.
Okay. Well, they're not on the same level as chili cheese Fritos.
That's why they're the worst. Chili cheese Fritos are the worst.
We're moving those down.
Wow.
Okay, but
we're moving those down.
Move pizza below chili cheese because pizza is definitely worse. Yeah. That is.
Are we happy now?
That's very good.
But yeah,
that is really good.
Just like Andrew said, like there's just the only problem. I mean, not the only problem, but like the thing is just there are better barbecue chips. You know what I mean? As we can see up in our higher tiers.
Okay.
Anyways,
we got Sun Chips. Harvest Cheddar, I think is that what it says.
Mid.
The best.
Kind of so bad. Good.
What?
I got to be honest. I'm with Anders on the Sun Chips kick. I got to say best, man.
Last time I had this, these
are really good chips. I could go through a whole bag of these and like not blink an eye, you know?
I threw up last time I had these, so.
Well, that's because you had some other problem going on. Don't blame
I'm blown, leave my son
alone, please.
Yeah,
don't text him anymore.
Can we put them? We should put them high mid or low salt, in my opinion, because I do think that they belong in best. But I see that I'm reading the group. That's my opinion.
I mean, if
Isaac, Matthew's what's your Isaac? What's
if,
yours?
If mid. Matthew and Isaac,
I say mid.
Like, I concur with what Anders was saying.
I say the worst, but no one's gonna agree with me. So let's just go mid.
No, but they're better than the French onions. They're better.
I don't know. You guys are the Sun Chip experts.
Bottom solid tier, below the Hawaiians. I think is what makes more sense.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Put the cheddars below the Hawaiian chips.
Bottom solid.
Yeah.
They do not belong on the bottom solid.
That's just what Anders said.
Bro, Anders and I both have them in the best.
Yeah.
So that's true. Easily. That is pretty high. Two votes for the best.
Guys, can we please move up Hot Cheetos?
One vote for the worst, really? Two votes for the best. But
I'm not opposed. Where? I'm pretty indifferent on Hot Cheetos. I think they're pretty mid.
Yeah, but same.
Can we go high mid? A little higher?
Not higher than French onion though. It's a little bit tough.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
You know what? You
put it it's in my solid. Show.
Wait, no, bro, you put sun chips in solid. Thank you.
Get that for you. Yeah. So let's keep the Cheetos right there. High
a
mid.
Deed for
Anders
a deed.
Is going okay, with the appease approach.
Okay, we got Fritos original. We already know where this goes, guys, right?
What?
Solid.
Mid? In the mid tier? Right in the mid tier?
Original.
They're solid, dude.
Straight mid.
The worst.
The only thing better.
Oh my gosh. I did not think that's what you're
Fritos scoops.
Actually,
the
worst.
The Fritos scoops are fire.
So, but the flavored twists are. I don't think they're my favorite or whatever, but you know, they're just kind of all the way up there in mid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, these ones are definitely above the twists, bro.
No, they're not. Fritos are terrible.
I do agree that they're kind of terrible. Because here's the thing with Fritos. They rely on like chili.
Exactly.
That good. The chili isn't even usually that good.
But then when they add chili, it becomes the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Tortilla chips are, every tortilla chip is better.
I'm putting it right there. Kind of bad.
I think that's a good, I agree.
The top of the kind of bad spot. Fine. So for the audio listeners, so it's above pizza or barbecue, Pringles, and kettle cooked jalapeno.
I like Fritos, but I don't care about them enough to argue a case against this.
Your testimony.
Wow.
Yeah, they're your testimony. Okay, next one.
One of my clients is paying me the most.
Pringles original.
Solid.
I say mid.
Well, that's 3-1.
Well, that's 3-1. So just put them like mid solid.
Are they
S tier?
Okay,
they're above the Hawaiians.
Yeah,
right there.
I'd say they're above Cheetos.
See, I think this is funny because of how we have it put. I think they're better than barbecue, but I don't think they're better than Cheetos. But barbecue's above Cheetos currently.
I like Pringles more than barbecue, but I like barbecue more than Cheetos. But
no,
I like Cheetos more than original.
I don't like original Pringles.
Oh really?
I really don't. Favorite. That's my confession here. Sun chips. I don't.
Sorry, bro.
I don't know how you guys are riding this train all the way.
We know the sun chips. You're on the sun chips train.
So are we saying Cheetos?
Are we keeping it here?
I think it belongs there or above barbecue. One or the other.
Do we want to bring barbecue back behind it?
We should bring barbecue behind Cheetos, in my opinion.
No.
Really?
Barbecue stays.
Really?
Barbecue behind Cheetos. Let's vote.
Aye. You guys suck.
Bro, Cheetos are that guy, man.
What about Cheetos in front of Pringles?
So is Cheetos above Pringles?
I think that is the proper ranking right there. Okay. That's perfect in my opinion.
I'm indifferent about that, so.
Shut up, Isaac. Here we go. Next one. We have our final pop corner brand, Sea Salt.
Kind of bad.
This tastes like cardboard. Everyone agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst are kind of bad.
Let's put it high the worst.
High the worst. I agree. Isaac?
I am into how the frick did kettle corn get so high with the popcorners if
they're very different flavors, but they're the same brand. It's crazy.
It's because
the texture is cardboard.
The texture's fine. But
the
texture's
fine.
The
texture's fine.
It's so dependent on the flavor. So
yes,
really.
So when there's none, it's cardboard. But when there's kettle corn cardboard. That's why it's not
supposed to take you to the ocean.
Bro.
Yeah, next one.
So here's where we run into a bit of a situation because Isaac was going to bat so hard for a chip he never had. Except it was potentially not the chip.
The wrong one.
So it was for these Doritos. What are they?
These are spicy sweet chili Purple spicy bag Doritos.
Those okay. Doritos are the ones that I was gunning for. That's what I thought I was fighting for.
So not the Cool Ranch ones.
Okay, that's an
no,
easy...
No.
Oh, the Flamas. Okay.
Because those are both purple packaging. I didn't realize there was two.
Yeah, they're both
purple. So my brain said purple, those are the fire ones.
That's an easy replace. And then we revote on Flamas, I think.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah.
Yeah. I say they're either low solid or high mid.
Replace them with the
replace them
because that's what I was arguing for.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we vote on Flamas.
I think the Flamas are mid.
Low solid.
I've never seen these chips before until today. So
I think mid.
I've just never had them.
So we should just put them in the worst for kicks and giggles.
I'm inclined to say mid, but you know what?
High mid.
No, not high mid.
My vote is mid because I just
good though. They are worse.
They are worse than nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese right now isn't best. So
okay, hold on.
Anders.
Nacho cheese is
guys.
cheese. Sorry. Cool. What the
nacho cheese is the red.
Started. I keep gunning for the wrong Doritos.
Cool cheese. We have. It goes so nacho cheese, but then there's a little spicier nacho cheese, which is called, I think, just spicy nacho or something. Then there's this Flamas one.
Yeah, this is worse than nacho cheese for sure, because it's nacho cheese, but you can't taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has a spice flavor. I'm a good spice flavor, like a spicy.
All right, wait. So wait,
I'm a spicy guy.
Vote?
You are pretty spicy, man.
I go right by Cheetos, either right here or right here.
I go high mid.
I go low mid.
I say high mid.
Low mid.
We'll split the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Then. Is that what you're saying, Tayson?
Yeah, I was just going to say split the difference. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say mid.
Hey, we can move Doritos up if you guys want.
Can we move them above Flamas, though? I feel like that's just like. Thank you, Beth.
Whatever. I'm not going to fight over chips. This is ridiculous.
I okay. will.
That's the whole point of the episode.
Literally, why would
okay. you? Okay, we have Ruffles brand cheddar.
F. I hate. Anthony Davis and the worst of the worst.
I just want to say my first Xbox account that I ever made, like the gamer tag, whatever, it was Anthony Davis is ugly 1 2 3. I've been on this hate train for a really long time. So Ruffles, you can go ahead and throw them away if you ask.
I agree.
Let's go. And
Anthony Davis off
my least favorite
right
players
now,
in the league
bro.
Are their spokespeople.
Wait, why is he associated with Ruffles?
He's sponsored by them.
Okay.
I'm glad that
That was on our few, that. Like, we all agreed.
That was beautiful. That was a really nice
one. That was awesome. There's nothing quite like a coalition of hatred, you know?
Guys, we're the best friends ever.
I'm also
okay.
here.
Yeah.
And we
also
have
Isaac.
And Isaac, yeah.
Adopted
Isaac,
the mentality.
Yeah. Okay,
love
we have
everyone.
We have Lay's baked, just original.
Solid.
So, which? Okay, yeah.
So these are the baked brand of Lay's.
They're like below the cheddar sun chips, in my opinion, but still solid. They're
below
really good.
I like that.
Yeah,
I think
bottom of solid.
I disagree.
Really?
I think they're the best.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. Can we put them right below the other Lay's?
I think they're better than the other Lay's original.
But I think that... I mean, this is my opinion, and it sounded like Jason agreed that they're worse than the originals.
I mean, I think as long as they're right next to each other, you know,
they
can still be friends.
Yeah, they could be right next to each other, and that one's better, though.
Well, okay,
but we all know that the normal ones.
They're twins, but baked.
We know in our hearts, but Matthew's name comes first, so he gets to say.
Yes.
All right, next up,
Bugles.
Bro, let me tell you, Bugles get high nostalgia points.
I haven't had them in a while, they're kind of mid for my last experience with them.
You can put on your fingers, but
solid for putting them on my fingers. Yeah,
exactly. True. Yeah. Are we going low mid?
Tune in next week when
they get mid for the fingers
for the creativity points.
Mid for the fingers.
Yeah, For yeah. sure. For
right
sure.
there? Nice. Good spot?
Perfect. Perfect.
Because sure. nobody's doing it like Beagles. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are. You need a, like a beverage next to them because your mouth gets really dry when you eat a lot of Bugles. Yeah.
Shout out to Bugles and Black Olives for being food I can put on my fingers.
Nice.
Anyways.
The best type of food, really.
Yeah.
Sunchips Original, the blue package.
S-tier. Best Sunchips.
Wow.
I was gonna play it a little conservative and say solid, but I mean... Just because I know Matt,
they don't taste Matt like anything.
They taste good.
What do you mean?
Like they're good.
Matthew, what about all the other original chip flavors that we've ranked so far?
True. They're better than this one.
No,
it's just salt, bro. You're just eating the salt.
And this is bro, the best salt.
On a potato.
If you look in the best tier, we have a chip that's literally unsalted.
Because they're better than the Sun Chips.
They're not better than the Sun Chips though. Those original Sun Chips are better than the salt and vinegar kettle chips.
No way. BS.
They are the second best chip on this list.
No freaking way.
They are only inferior to Hint of Lime.
We are talking about Sun Chips Original, people.
Lime.
Yeah, the best.
They do not belong on the best row.
The second best chip of all time.
Gentlemen, what is everyone's tier vote?
I love these chips, but the only thing I love more is Andrew's passion, and for that reason, I want to bump it up as high as we can.
I'm going high mid.
I'm going kind of bad, like low kind of bad.
Oh,
you're such a hater, bro.
Andrew, what are you saying?
Oh, I'm saying that Matthew's hurting me.
No, but like
so much for the point system.
Because we're getting all excited, bro. He just wants to be a Grinch, man.
What's your tier, Andrew?
Best. They're the second best chip on this list.
They're not the second best list. Or the second best chip.
I gotta go best, man. I'm
best.
I'm
right
there. So if I say kind of bad,
at least a high solid.
It's gotta be solid if we average
that
out. No way. I'm putting them right there.
below the purple Doritos.
You cannot take my
We're gonna fight until they're right next to the
Listen, man, I will not fight over many chips, but the purple Doritos, I will stand by to the day I die.
Purple Doritos belong above both the lists.
This is exactly
purple
what
Doritos
they like
go to
the
best.
American Revolution, man.
Barbecue chips is going above Sunchips.
No!
Gentlemen, I would like
to have control over the mouth.
No!
Wait, question. I would like to propose a reroute. Purple Doritos.
Doritos.
in best tier. Is anybody else with me?
I would like to disagree.
They're not the best, but they're not mid. They're solid.
Really?
They're better than baked Lay's.
That's I think that's
not
my
better than baked
favorite
Lay's.
Chip of all time.
I think they're better than baked Lay's.
Really?
Okay, guys, at the end of this, we'll like reset it, and then we'll put each of our favorite chips, we'll vote, and we'll put them at the top so we can see what our favorites are.
Okay, my favorites
I mean, our favorites are at the top, except for mine.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, what,
wait,
put
Isaac,
yours
wait,
up
which one is
the spicy Doritos? Yeah, those ones.
The chili, spicy chili Doritos.
Chili ones.
I thought you were going to say the twisted Fritos. I was
no.
Dude, hey, man. They should honestly, hey, guys, listen. These should really be higher, honestly.
Ruffles to the top.
They really
nobody
should.
Nobody ever? Okay.
Tasty.
Anyways, Cheeto Puffs.
Cheeto Puffs is our next chip, guys. Shut up and let's do this.
The best. The bottom of the best.
The only thing
that knocks them down is... And this is, it's kind of, I like it a little bit too, is how they get stuck in your teeth. But I kind of like it too at the same time.
You're weird.
It's more Cheeto. There's more Cheeto. It's a little,
yeah, but it's
peanut butter or goldfish.
Yeah.
I'm going kind of bad. I'm going high.
Low kind of bad.
Mid kind of bad.
I don't want to keep playing this role for very much longer, but it's always kind of been like, it's not a guilty pleasure, but it's just kind of like, yeah, like Cheetos are good.
No, it's
like,
totally a guilty pleasure. It's the best.
Have you guys tried the puppy ones? Like,
yeah.
Like Cheetos?
Puff
cool.
Cheeto Puff. That's what we call tasted when you had orange hair.
Yep, that's me.
So I guess if it averages out, if you go the best and we say kind of bad, Tayson, what are you saying?
Then that's like a high, mid, low, solid.
I'd say high solid. Personally, because I think they're better than Cheetos, but I don't know if I want to put them.
I think I do think they're better than Cheetos.
Yeah,
Sure. Yes, better than Cheetos.
Can this?
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that, guys.
Okay. Well, it might block. If we have any more to the cell, it might block us because our faces are in the way.
So. No, I think it like goes down.
Oh, it goes down.
Yeah, it goes down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll see. Okay, we have 4 more chips left, guys.
Speed round.
Takis.
Mid.
Solid.
I think overrated.
Yeah,
I know that's not a category,
but in a way, yes.
Jason, look at Reed.
They just get mad hype, and I never understood it, bro.
They do get mad hype.
I'm on the hype train. They're the best.
Mid.
They're the best.
Matthew is completely obliterated, drunk with power right now.
Give me control of this right now.
Yeah. Please hand over hosting duties.
You guys suck. Where's this going?
I say mid.
Yeah, mid. Put him in mid. Below
no, they're solid low.
Bro, wait. Bro, Matthew, hear
they're
me
better,
out.
Everyone they're better than Pringles. They're better than
Cheetos.
Hey, wait,
Cheetos. So I say mid. Anders says mid.
They're probably belong.
What are your guys' tier rankings?
Low mid.
No, I already heard you, Anders.
Oh, I thought you were saying. No, I thought. Okay, I thought you said like you said them, and so we're specifying. Sorry.
Like, let's average the tier rankings.
I gotta say, kind of bad, bro. I'm kind of bad. Really not. I'm not there.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a whole bag of Takis for Easter, man.
I'm so sorry.
Best Easter gift of my life.
Bro, I got a whole box of Sun Chips.
Listen, Matthew, are you saying kind of best?
No, I'm saying.
Are you saying the best?
I'm saying the best.
Okay. Well, two mids, kind of bad. The best. That's like maybe high mid, right?
Dude, they're worse than the Flamos.
They're better
bro.
Than Doritos, though. They're better than the freaking Sumption French onion.
Yeah. I concur.
My golly. Next one, Tostitos. these are Tostitos Scoopies. So like these are the ones we got at school lunches. Soup?
Yeah, do we have soup? And is it good?
Do we have chocolate chips?
Good? It isn't the soup.
No,
we don't. Made better. The worst without tuna. Anything. The worst. They're bad.
They're pretty. They're kind of bad.
The only reason I put this on the list because like you know I feel like we need to include it some you know tortilla chips right? They're tortilla chips.
And they're there at every church function. For some reason,
the soup at.
Yeah.
You go to the chili cook-off, man. Expect there to be scoops.
They're above pizza.
When there's soup to be scooped,
I feel like they go right there.
You can pretty much.
I agree.
It's a safe bet. Yeah,
but there's no soup to be scooped to. So
we put them in the worst, by the way.
Not at all.
Okay, we got Lay's salt and vinegar.
The best.
Solid. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with Isaac on this.
Yeah, let's high five, bro. High five.
I'm going solid. Woo. I'm going mid solid.
Solid.
I'm going mid solid. So I think that
averages out to the
high
best.
Solid. Low best.
We round up.
High solid. High
we
solid.
Round up. Remember.
Low best.
Low best.
I don't know if they belong.
Bro, two votes for the best and one for high solid. That's low best.
Put them low best just for the aesthetic of the list to not be messed up like that. Yeah.
This is for you guys. Okay, our final chip here on the Ram Talk Podcast, season 3, episode 5. We got
So our final chip we're gonna be ranking here is gonna be the Sun Chips
Garden Salsa.
Woo! Let's go, baby! That's what are we waiting
for? Garden Salsa game is not dog.
Highest solid. The highest solid. Borderline best. So close to
Jason,
best.
You're about
solid.
I'm going the best. This is the best Sun Chip ever.
Isaac, he's on the high kick. He's on the high kick.
I voted for mid. How did that get guessed? The Lay's. I'd like to say the salt and vinegar chips had 2 of the best votings and 2 solid votings. One of those being high. I said mid.
If we put them in solid, that's all janky.
No. Exactly. No.
That goes above salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar chips. Above the salt and vinegar.
No.
I agree.
No.
I agree.
No, guys.
You guys are hating on my everything, dude.
What the
fuck? No, I'm not.
Your friends are up there.
Dude, I'm on the Sun Chip train all day.
No.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. No. I'm on the Sun Chip train all day.
I hate Sun Chips, but Garden Salsa, I can't.
Listen, bro, the Lay's, just look at the Lay's salt and vinegar votes. Was like one of the best votes that we've had this whole time.
No.
It's actually worse than everything above it.
Guys,
we're talking about this.
Two of the best votes and two solid votes.
Isaac, if you keep talking, I'll move this down all the way.
I will
that's my threat.
Podcast right now, bro.
Hot Fries got four of the best votes, so I don't
really
remember.
It's true.
Hot Fries is like the
Lay's, salt and vinegar is coming up close with that. Sun Chips, bro. I say mid. Does my input mean nothing? Not even a fourth of a vote.
I mean, it does. It's getting canceled out by the other 75.
The 75 of three of you guys.
Yeah.
The other 72. Get them on the podcast, then we'll talk.
I should just be saying words, bro.
I said 75%. Like
75%, bro. Yeah. Listen, take the average.
Like
listen.
How there's three of us and. Four, yeah. I'm sorry, Isaac.
I'm just saying. The best is one. The solid is two.
Isaac, I love you.
Son Vinegar got a 1.5. Okay.
What was your claim here, Isaac? What are you? Claiming?
I voted mid. Sunship should be down.
Okay, we got
we can't
5-5-5-3.
Get all janky, bro.
5-5-5-3.
That's what we did the other one.
Divided by 4 is it's 13, so it's 4.25.
Okay.
Wait, I'm doing the math, guys. I'm here.
Please. No, I appreciate the Sanders.
No, but then we got late. We got Lays, and it was a 5, a 5, a 4, and a 4. And that's higher.
It is?
It is. That's a 4.5.
Let's go.
As much as I disagree with it, that is the math.
I appreciate that.
We're so inconsistent on this all this list.
as soon as you started speaking, I was like, oh, no, dude. I was afraid, but.
Let's make up numbers.
Can we move up the Frito twist?
No, can we move them down?
They're kind of good, actually.
They're kind of nasty.
Anders. So what's your attitude right now, okay? Let's wrap this episode up.
Wait. Okay, one sec. If we move them up, we have to move Sun Chips up. Original Sun Chips. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the negotiation.
Sorry. Not gonna happen. We'll leave that. Let's do it.
Wow.
Then Fritos are staying put then, bro.
Hey, I said I agree with that. Because I ain't moving Sun Chips original over all those people right there.
Well, I'm not
all
moving
the people.
Freaking Fritos that are tasting like twists. What does that even mean?
It's like a DNA strand, bro.
It tastes like a twist. What?
We're gonna have to taste
this
live. Like,
acid,
get all these chips.
It's the spiral.
It's like $100 of chips. That's a lot of chips.
Yeah.
Sick.
We're doing a chip giveaway.
You can get a this very screenshot.
Oh man. Okay.
Well, NFT the screenshot.
Let's sell it. Screenshot it. It's an NFT.
We'll put it on TikTok. Get content.
So, man.
Hey, guys, let's recap our tier maker here. Then we'll wrap this up.
Yes, please.
Can I call the first one? That's all I care about.
Do it.
Tostitos Hint of Lime Chips win. Number one in the world.
Hot. Okay, next we got Hot Fries. Doritos Cool Ranch. Kettle. Original Lay's salt and vinegars and Sun Chips garden salsa. That is your sixth.
Also,
and kettle salt and vinegar.
Kettle salt and vinegar.
Yes, that will go right here in post.
Nice.
Solid. Our next row. Here we have Popcorners Kettle Corn, Lay's Baked Original, Lay's Original, Doritos Spicy Chili, Purple Bag, Lay's Barbecue, Sun Chips Original. Cheeto Puffs, Pringles, Hawaiian stuff, and Cheddar Sun Chips. Those are your solids, your mids. We got Cheeto Flamin' Hotties, Sun Chips, French Onion, Popcorners, White Cheddar, Takis, Doritos, Nacho Cheese, Doritos Flemas, Bugles, Funyuns Baked Barbecue, Sour Cream and Onion Lays, Frito Twist, our fan favorite. All right, kind of bad. We got three, our lowest value so far. Fritos Original, Barbecue Pringles, and Kettle Cooked Lay's brand Jalapeno. And the worst, only five. We got Popcorners Sea Salt, Tostitos Scoops, Fritos Chili Cheese, P pizza, Pringles, and Ruffles Anthony Davis sponsored chips. That is today's episode. Everyone, thanks Anders and Isaac for hopping on. Any last words?
Are we doing a yay of the day, or are we?
Oh yeah,
my yay of the day said I have the best friends on the earth.
You should bring them to the pod sometime.
Just kidding. Yeah, we could do the yay of the day. You got one?
Yeah, it's I have the best friends on the earth.
Mine's I have the best friends in the universe.
Oh, my friends, man. I have the best friends in the multiverse. Also, my yay of the day is Kaysen's support of me. I appreciate it. I really feel hurt.
I just felt like you were just like singing every song I've ever known. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
first of all, it helps. I just love Sun Chips. I just was born to love them. And Sun everything chicken. Else, I just felt like they were just, you know, sensible picks. And I love good sensibility, you know?
Thank you.
Especially if it means I get to go against Matthew, because that's just my goal always. Nice. Just to completely antagonize him throughout the duration of this podcast. Anyways, Isaac, do you have a yay of the day?
My yay of the day is Linus Tech Tips, along with every other tech content creator, for helping me to upgrade my PC and not demolish it.
Very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Matthew?
My yay of the day goes to Pickleball.
Pickleball giveaway.
Pickleball giveaway. Enter this contest to play pickleball with Matthew.
Yeah, let's play pickleball sometime soon, all four of us. Do doubles?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun.
Me and Matthew.
Yeah.
My screen just got really dark.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm a dark boy now. What color? Brown. Nice. Any concluding words for this episode, guys?
Next week we're ranking every album ever.
Did you give your like yay of the day
with the chocolate chips? My yay of the day
is to
all the people who have art accounts on Instagram trying to promote their art, because I think that's a really cool thing to be doing.
Give them some love.
Nobody in specific, but just if you're out there doing that, shout out to you. If you're not, maybe you should be if you're making cool stuff. Anyway, that's gonna do it for season 3, episode 5, Learn How to Talk Podcast.
Shout out Carlos Beezer.
As always, shout out to Isaac and Anders for coming on. And tune in next week where, like Anders said, we're gonna rank every album ever produced.
5-hour special. Let's go. Yeah,
it's gonna be only awesome. 5 hours.
It's also gonna take a lot longer than that. Anyway,
2x speed.
That's all we've got for you next week. Be sure to go check us out on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. Be sure to go check out last week's episode if you missed it. Please be sure to leave a review if you liked it, and if you didn't like it, then you can go ahead and keep that to yourself. My name's Jason, and this is Random Talk. Bye.
I love you.
Nice. What's your favorite color? See ya.
Yeah.